Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, December 12, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Household wealth plummeting. Republicans launch new probes into Hunter Biden. The CDC urging folks to wear face masks. A survey ranks the worst airports for Christmas travel. Also ahead, how President Biden's deal affects us all. But first, American households losing $7 trillion with a T dollars in wealth over the first three quarters of this year. The worst decline since the Great Depression. The U.S. stock market down 25% compared to last Christmas. Real wages falling 3%. A survey from Chase Bank finds half of adults have raided their savings account to cope with inflation. Another 25% are looking for a second job to pay the bills. House Republicans launching new probes into President Biden's involvement in his son's business ventures. Representative James Comer from Kentucky telling the New York Post, quote, "What we have learned from interviews is that there was an effort to try to help China get its foot in the door to purchase American energy companies so they could start buying into the infrastructure of our energy industry," unquote. The CDC once again urging people to wear masks indoors. Doctors warning Americans of the danger posed by the so-called tridemic, a lethal combination of the flu, COVID, and other respiratory viruses. Scientists say the latest strain of COVID is 10 times more transmissible than previous variants. Scientists also say that hospitalizations in California, New York, Texas, and Florida are up 50% compared to the summer. A report from the Travel Channel listing the worst airports for Christmas vacation. They are Baltimore, Washington, Chicago's Midway, Buffalo, Niagara in upstate New York, San Francisco International, and the worst for travelers, New York's LaGuardia, no surprise. That airport has the most expensive flights, worst food, and dirtiest bathrooms in the USA. In a moment, President Biden's deal. Right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden loves to say, here's the deal. But very often, the actual deal is nowhere near Mr. Biden's capacity to understand it. Take the Russian swap. It was maddening watching the TV pundits yodel, Biden left Paul Whelan behind. He's a Michigan man who's languished in a Russian prison 4 years, convicted of espionage. The sad truth is that Joe Biden has absolutely no leverage with Putin whatsoever. I believe Biden is tied with Rapunzel on Putin's fear list. So if Washington wants Mr. Whelan and basketball player Brittany Griner released from confinement, Putin dictates all the terms. Take it or leave it. With no options, Biden took Ms. Griner in return for freeing a brutal Russian arms merchant who was 14 years in American custody. When a radio interviewer asked me why Biden abandoned Mr. Whelan, I simply said that short of war, the U.S. government cannot force Putin to do anything. Trump couldn't even get Paul Whelan released. So that's the deal, and Putin gets the win. Although Biden gets progressive cred because Ms. Griner is an African-American lesbian feminist, all the boxes. However, in the biggest deal sweepstakes, the welfare of America, Joe Biden is making incredibly bad choices. A few months ago, I wrote about the plan, which is attached to the deal. Mr. Biden is completely under the influence of the progressive left, which controls the Democratic Party through massive donations from the likes of George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg. The radicals have bought not only Biden, but Schumer and Pelosi as well. There's little opposition on the left to the extremists, no matter how destructive their proposals are. Think open borders. Most foreign nationals have zero ties to traditional America, so let's flood the zone with them. That fits right into the plan, which is to change America into a brand new green country where the federal government runs the vast economic engine and dictates who gets what. Call it eco-socialism. In order to make that happen, younger Americans and immigrants have to buy into the concept that the USA is and always has been a racist nation bent on harming minorities and destroying the planet by using fossil fuels. That is the main play. America must disavow its traditions and change everything, including capitalism. No opposition is allowed, especially if you work in film, TV, or academia. The plan has been remarkably successful because the corporate media is largely on board and a weak president has no clue. Now, at this point, I don't know who's going to win the Civil War. I didn't anticipate the Biden-induced border collapse. But I do know most Americans have no idea what the stakes really are. A tremendous loss of personal freedom. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for more honest news. And I hope you'll consider my book, Killing the Legends, as a Christmas gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 45 years ago today, millions of Americans flocked to the theaters to see a movie described by the New York Times as the most important cultural event of the decade. The plot featured an Italian-American dancer and his entourage in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Here is the story of Saturday Night Fever. In June 1976, New York Magazine published an article called The Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night. The story claimed to be true, but it was a work of fiction. The rights, however, were immediately sold to Paramount Pictures. On December 12, 1977, Saturday Night Fever, starring 23-year-old John Travolta, opened in theaters nationwide. Disco fever erupted. With a $3 million budget, the film went on to make $250 million at the box office. The soundtrack by the Bee Gees, one of the most successful albums of all time, the record hit number one in 24 countries, sold 50 million copies. Between 1977 and 83, disco music generated $10 billion. At one point, nine of the top 10 singles in America were dance songs. Biggest acts, Coolin' a Gang, Donna Summer, ABBA. So what killed the biggest dance craze in U.S. history? That would be AIDS and crack cocaine. Beginning in the mid-80s, drug violence in American cities and racial tension kept people home during the hot summer months. Riots even broke out in Miami, Oakland, and L.A. Police departments began closing dance clubs to slow the spread of HIV among the city's gay community. By 1990, the music business had moved on. The biggest albums were pop, rock, and a new genre, rap. And here's something else you might not know. While disco may have died in the USA, it does survive overseas. It's popular in Sweden, Denmark, France, South Korea, and other places. Disco on. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.